Hallelujah. Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this word where we can see that Jesus is not satisfied with the level of faith that the disciples have. But I thank you, Lord, that he went all the way and he paid the price for them and he's ruling and reigning. And later on, these same young children, they were still like just not strong enough, could go out in power. And I thank you, Lord, this is not just for them, but also for us. So thank you, Father God. Thank you for the wonderful work in redemption that has come through the love of the Father, through your love of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. And then that wonderful fellowship where light can come and lead us all into the answers and the wonderful love plan to make a difference and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen.
We are reading Luke 9, verse 37 to 43. Now it happened on the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, that a great multitude met him. Suddenly a man from the multitude cried out, saying, "Teacher, I implore you, look on my son, for he is my only child, and behold, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly cries out. It convulses him so that he foams at the mouth, and it departs from him with great difficulty, bruising him. So I implored your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." And as he was still coming, the demon threw him down and convulsed him. Then Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the majesty of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We see this on a couple of occasions, you know, where Jesus is just not happy with the disciples' abilities because, yeah, the work is in progress. We see that, remember, when they were fearful on the lake there. We see it later on also in Gethsemane, where they just couldn't stay awake. But all this let Jesus realize that he needs to get them washed, wash that perverseness, and then also give them the faith that is necessary. And that's the beauty of the new covenant. So here they were still no power, didn't have the Holy Spirit, didn't have the new birth, and so didn't have the power to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. But later on, I mean, especially here, one of the disciples here is Peter. And yeah, and all the disciples, they walked in the power, they walked in the ability later on. So this was still just pointing out the necessity of the new birth. So praise God, Jesus has paid the price for our sins, washed them and washed us. And he has made the power of the Holy Spirit available, the ability of the Holy Spirit available for them and then for us. And then now that you've got the power of the Holy Spirit, why have you got the power of the Holy Spirit, the ability of the Holy Spirit to be witnesses of Jesus? So the Holy Spirit takes that which is of Jesus and he gives it to us. So he's the author and the perfecter of our faith through the Spirit. And then when we're obedient and we walk in fellowship and we see and hear, we can be witnesses. We give evidence. And this what we give evidence of is the wonderful love of God that is laid up for our lives. But no eye has seen or ear has heard. God has revealed to us. And then his power comes through. As we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit of God, so as to know what has freely been given. And the word know is not only to be aware of, it's able to speak about and then experience. So that's the reality. As his disciples needed to come to Jesus and then stay on the road, receive power, be obedient, they experience great and wonderful things. And it's exactly the same for us. Jesus says so beautiful of the disciples and of us. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. The works I do, you shall also do. Because as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. Amen. Be blessed. Arise and shine.
Amen.